Estate taxes are an election issue for farmers and ranchers. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Capitol Hill is quiet while lawmakers are home campaigning, but many can expect to get an earful out on the campaign trail about the estate tax. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has the story.
There's nothing more pressing for our nation's farmers and ranchers than prompt passage of estate tax relief before the end of the year, according to American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf.
Every member of Congress knows that if they don't act before the first of the year, there's going to be a huge, huge tax increase on Americans. The question is, who is deserving of continued low rates? Who is deserving of estate tax relief? That's what the debate is about, and that's what members of Congress will be hearing when they're home campaigning.
This year, there's no estate tax, but when the Bush tax cuts expire January 1st, the rate will jump up to 55% for those with estates worth more than $1 million.
This is a tax that hits the agricultural industry harder than any other group of people. And the reason isn't hard to understand. It's because farmers own a lot of assets to run their business. They need land, they need buildings, equipment. And that adds up to a lot of money.
And selling off that land or equipment to pay the tax often hurts the farmer ranch's viability. Wolf says farmers and ranchers will be telling their politicians to vote for a proposal from Senators Blanche Lincoln and John Kyle that would give the estate tax a $5 million exemption and a 35% tax rate.
It's imperative for farmers and ranchers to let their members of Congress know that it's unacceptable to sit on their hands and do nothing, that legislation has to be passed before January 1st to get the exemption up to a level that will protect farms and ranchers.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Make sure to inform your elected lawmakers how important the estate tax issue is to you and your family. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.